Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we are in D.C. today. The exciting thing is every week our president, President Donald Trump, gives a weekly address to keep us up to date with what's going on. As a matter of fact, let's get there now to the White House.
My fellow Americans, in March, we celebrate Women's History Month, honoring the countless contributions that women leaders, scientists, and entrepreneurs have made throughout American history. We are a greater, stronger, and more just nation today because of women like Clara Barton, Susan B. Anthony, Harriet Tubman, and so many others. We honor them, and we recommit ourselves to a better future for every woman in America today. On my 50th day in office, I want to talk about an issue of paramount importance to families across our nation, health care. 7 years ago this month, Obamacare was signed into law over the profound objections of American people. Our citizens were told they'd have to pass Obamacare to find out what it was and how bad it was. Now we know that the hundreds of pages were full of broken promises. Americans were promised that Obamacare would bring premiums down $2,500 for a typical family. Instead, they've gone up by more than $4,000. Americans were promised that Obamacare would increase competition and provide them with more choices. Instead, the number of plans to choose from has plummeted, and I mean plummeted. This year, Americans in nearly one-third of all counties have only one insurer to choose from on the exchanges, or, in effect, no real choice at all. Americans were promised that if they liked their health insurance and their doctors, they could keep them. Instead, millions of Americans lost the insurance and lost the doctor that they liked, and were thrust into a cold new reality of higher costs and less coverage. Through 7 long years of botched rollouts, soaring costs, canceled plans, and bureaucratic mandates, Americans have called out for relief. And relief is what we are determined to give them. I want every American to know that action on Obamacare is an urgent necessity. The law is collapsing around us, and if we do not act to save Americans from this wreckage, it will take our health care system all the way down with it. If we do nothing, millions more innocent Americans will be hurt, and badly hurt. That's why we must repeal and replace Obamacare. House Republicans have put forward a plan that gets rid of this terrible law and replaces it with reforms that empower states and consumers. You will have the choice and the freedom to make the decisions that are right for your family. The House plan follows the guidelines I laid out in my recent address to Congress, expanding choice, lowering costs, and providing health care access for all. This plan is part of a three-pronged reform process. In concert with the plan in front of Congress, I have directed Dr. Tom Price, our Secretary of Health and Human Services, to use his authority to reduce regulations that are driving up costs of care. We are also working on reforms that lower the costs of care, like allowing Americans to purchase health insurance across state lines. You've heard me say that many, many times during the debates. I encourage Democrats to work with us to improve the health care system for the American people. Also, we will be driving down the costs. We will deliver relief to American workers, families, and small businesses who right now are being crushed by Obamacare by increasing freedom, choice, and opportunity for the American people. Thank you very much.
This is so exciting, an opportunity for everyone. And every week, we want to bring you the president's weekly address. We're in D.C. all day today. you're looking at, if you missed our previous program last week, we had, you know, the president was on the USS Gerald Ford, mm-hmm. giving an awesome speech. You know, integrity at the helm is what they had, you know, back on the wall, and the military was supporting him. You got governors supporting our president. You have Congress supporting our president and seeing them in mm-hmm. a standing ovation. You
see educators.
You know, people who care about the education of the kids that want to see our young people. I mean, our people, young people today, that's who's actually going to be driving the car tomorrow. I mean, it's a lot of times, you know, as parents, we think, I don't think she could ever drive. I don't know. You
There's going to be a day.
But they end up in the driver's seat. You know, that's what happens. You know, they grow up and they begin to, that's the one that owns the business where you buy products from. Mm-hmm. That's the one who teaches your kids.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.